I'm Melissa Hendrickson, and I'm sitting here with my friend Jean Wickman, and we're going to have a conversation for the series Speak to Me of Zion. Jean, can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
I currently live in Monticello, Minnesota, and am a member of the Monticello congregation. I was born and raised in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and I moved to Minnesota after graduation. I married Dwayne Wickman. We lived in Plymouth and had 10 children there. He passed away of a brain aneurysm in 1998. I lived in Plymouth for a few more years and then moved to Monticello in 2022 and live in a townhouse, which I love.
Yeah, it is really nice here, and you have several believing neighbors, so that's kind of fun for you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Do you get out to see your neighbors, the believing neighbors, often? Or
I do when they're in town. Some of them have multiple homes, so they're not always here. But yes, it's fun to have them around.
Yeah, I guess in that way you can keep track of who's in town now and who's left.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about God's kingdom, and as this series is called, Speak to Me of Zion. So what comes to your mind when you think of this topic?
When I think of God's kingdom, I think of a place of refuge and peace, and where the forgiveness of sins give us hope of heaven.
Yeah, those are very peaceful things to think about. How about a favorite song or Bible verse? Is there something that comes to mind when you think of Zion?
Well, my favorite song is O God of All Creation, which speaks about how life is like a story, a shadow, a dream that passes quickly, and the heavenly joy that awaits us when we reach heaven's shore. My husband and my youngest child passed away at young ages, and the song reminds me how quickly life passes and the reward the believers have at their journey's end.
Yeah, that song is really an excellent description of life and the peace that comes for believers.
Yeah.
And that's so beautiful that you can have that feeling with both your husband and your daughter's passing.
Yes.
Did you have a Bible verse that you think of?
Yes, my favorite Bible verse is, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." And this verse reminds me to trust in God's plan, even though there are many times in our lives when we don't understand what the plan is. And God reveals it as we go on.
Yeah, we know that God's ways are not our ways.
Yeah, for sure.
Even if many times we'd like to give some of our own thoughts and ideas of how things should go.
Right, for sure, yeah.
So you've talked some about your family a little bit, and even where you've lived and where you've moved. And we've even talked about some of the different phases of your life. But how has God's kingdom helped you, or what has God's kingdom meant to you in these different phases?
Well, God's kingdom is always where I had wanted to be. And when I first moved to Minneapolis, the young believers there were very welcoming and made me feel like I was part of the congregation. And then during our health trials, mine, my husband's, and my daughter's passing, the kingdom has helped in so many ways, from driving me to the hospital to see my husband when he was there for 6 weeks, and bringing food over. And it was probably an early meal train, although we didn't call it that in those days. But Mim Germo and Edna Kesty arranged it, and I had meals brought every evening for supper for a couple weeks, which really helped during that time. So my husband was 35 years old when he suffered that brain aneurysm. He was in the hospital for 6 weeks and was completely paralyzed on the right side. I was told he had like probably a 5% chance of recovery. And I was pregnant with our eighth child at that time and had my own health issues and was supposed to have a non-stressful pregnancy, but this was very overwhelming. The believers helped in so many ways. I had come home from the hospital and my husband was supposed to have physical therapy, and I, because I just had a baby, could not drive him to therapy. And a friend called and said that Margaret Pratt was a physical therapist and she still had her license. So I called Margaret and she was happy to come. She came like 3 times a week and it worked out so nice. And it was amazing. And then Duane had 18 more years of life and then passed away from another aneurysm. And most recently, my dear daughter's sickness and passing and my illness after her passing have been trials. But so many people have helped in so many ways, I can't even begin to thank them all.
Yeah, it's amazing how God's kingdom really shows up and helps when you need it or even when you don't know what you need.
Right, exactly.
And I think you've even talked about that before, about other people stepping in to help with things that, because of all that was going on, you weren't able to express that this was something that could help you.
No, I was just overwhelmed.
Yeah. Are there other experiences that you can share that show this care and love?
Well, I did work at Haskin Blake Camp for many years, and I saw many instances there of people helping and people coming when something would go wrong at the camp. It seemed like there was always somebody there on the spot to fix it. And I was always amazed at how God took care of us up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such an enjoyable time for me. I had nieces and nephews that would come work out at camp, and I had so much fun with getting to know them.
Yeah.
And had special moments with them there.
Yeah. So, yeah, those experiences can really be uplifting for us.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you talk about that experience you have with Margaret Bratt coming.
Yeah.
And that was something that you hadn't planned or expected, but
no,
God had it waiting for you when you needed it.
I had no idea that she was able to do that.
Yeah. Could you talk a little bit about your experience with your daughter, Katie, and how you felt and how you were helped during her illness and following her passing?
Okay, well, it was totally unexpected that she was as sick as she was because she had been healthy and had a good job and life was going fine, even though I knew that she was stressed.
Mm-hmm.
But when she went to the hospital, none of us had any idea that she would never come home.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the days and weeks went by, and we started to realize that she might not come home.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I was going, one of my sons called and said, "Mom, I think you should go to the hospital. I'll bring you." And even though the son was not believing on the way there, he said, "I think you should call Keith Warnini." And I was a little reluctant because my son-in-law is not a believer, and I was not sure how he would react.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to the hospital. My other son, who also was not believing, was sitting there. And I walked up and he said, "Mom, you need to call Keith Warnini."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, do you think my son-in-law will be okay with that?" And he's like, "Well, I'll go tell him." So then he went in and my son-in-law agreed to have Keith come there. And Keith came there and talked for a little while. And then he asked Katie if she would receive a blessing. And she nodded yes. She had been really sick at that time. And then he talked for a little while and asked her again. And again she nodded. And then he said, "Let's say the Lord's Prayer." She had been flailing about in pain. And when he said, "Let's say the Lord's Prayer," she clasped her hands on her chest.
Mm.
And it was so moving for me.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story.
So.
And it's so comforting to hear the request from your sons who are not believing.
Yeah, that they knew that somehow, knew that she needed believer there and minister.
Yeah, and it brought them comfort, even if they're not at this time able to believe.
Yes, yes.
So it gives hope for them, as we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so as it was so hard for you and her family to say goodbye.
Yes.
It's such a beautiful ending to the story.
Yes, and I have to remind myself.
And that so perfectly goes back to that song that we talked about also.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there other thoughts or experiences that help you to know that this is God's kingdom?
When I think of God's kingdom, it's just there's peace there. I don't really know how to explain it.
Yeah, a comfort.
Yeah, and peace. And even going up to Haskin, just getting there, it was such a peaceful setting, and you're away from the world, and it was just so nice to be there.
Yeah, or even if you think on those trials that you've had or anyone has had, of course, any believer can question and doubt. But maybe one of those gifts that we have is that peace that can come with it.
Yes.
The peace of knowing your husband and Katie are
safe.
Yeah. And that there's hope of reuniting again.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Could you talk a little bit about your current life here in Monticello and with the Monticello congregation?
I love it here. I have lots of company, and I love drop-in company.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of it. And so I'm content here. I feel safe, and there's lots of fun things going on around here.
Yeah, Monticello is a bigger congregation, and there's lots of big families.
Yes.
And I know I always enjoy looking across the aisle and seeing you and the other older ones in our congregation.
Yeah.
Have you felt like you've been able to find your place?
I do, because I have enough close friends that I, come often over here, or we go places, and I especially enjoy doing garage selling for the church.
Oh, yeah.
Finding good deals.
Okay, for the sales.
For the sales, yeah.
Okay.
So.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were one of the ones that do that for us.
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's been really enjoyable to visit, as always. And I'm sure we'll visit again more, but thanks for talking and visiting with me today.
Okay, thank you.